Alexander Larson with Bible Truth 23, back with another soul-winning tip. Today I want to talk about not wandering off onto other topics, okay? And this is, again, something that's important, and sometimes I even make this mistake. A lot of soul-winners make this mistake, and it's something we all have to work on, not getting carried away with talking about other things besides the gospel. Now, sometimes there is a place for talking about other things than the main points of that we are sinners, we deserve hell, Jesus is the Son of God and God in the flesh, he died for us, he rose again, all you have to do is just believe in him, and once you're saved, you're always saved. You know, those are the main points. Sometimes there's other things you might have to spend a little bit more time on because maybe it's a hindrance to them getting saved. Maybe it's some really specific topic, like maybe you mentioned the virgin birth. You know, you say, well, Jesus was sent by God the Father into this world, and he was born of the Virgin Mary. Maybe they don't believe that. You could spend a little bit more time explaining that from the Bible. But there's sometimes when you come across people who just want to talk about whatever, who just want to talk about other subjects in the Bible, who might even have questions that are decent questions or good questions, but it's just not relevant to the situation. And you don't want to, you know, as mentioned in the last one, that time is important. And it is going to take some time for some people to understand the gospel, but you don't want to waste that time just talking about other doctrines. You have to remember that the Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for it is foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. So the things of God that are in the Bible cannot be understood by the natural man who has not been regenerated. So there's a lot of doctrines, a lot of more meatier doctrines that are taught in the Bible that some people just aren't going to understand unless they are saved first and have the Spirit of God, which Jesus said would guide us into all truth. So we have to understand that and not try to preach to them all these other doctrines which would be taught after they actually get saved. So, you know, let me just give an example. You know, there is a time when I went out soul winning, and there is a guy I came across, and he was a flat earther, and all he wanted to talk about was the shape of the earth. Now, you know, that's something that might be interesting to talk about in just another setting, but I'm out there preaching the gospel. I don't have time to argue with him about this subject. So if he doesn't want to talk about the gospel, he just wants to talk to me about how he thinks the earth is flat, I'm not going to listen because we're there to preach the gospel. So that's why, you know, you don't want to get off on another tangent. You don't want to talk about another subject, okay? Now, if they ask a question, don't, you know, just shut it down. Or, you know, sometimes there are stupid questions people will ask. Sometimes I don't even know how to respond. I'll just keep talking, just keep going through the gospel and just ignore them. But sometimes people, like I said, do ask legitimate questions about something in the Bible. But sometimes it's just better to say, that's a great question, we'll save that to the end. Let me just show you this first and I'll answer your question later, okay? Or any other questions you might have. That is a good tactic to use when you go soul winning, because people are going to ask other questions. A lot of people are just curious about, maybe they're curious about what you have to say about salvation because they're just curious about the Bible in general. I've had people just ask me about the devil and who the devil is and his story and his, you know, what his fate is. People ask about the rapture, about the end times, things like that. It's like, these are good subjects to talk about. Maybe people have interesting questions, but you want to make it clear to them, you know, I want to show you how to be saved first, and then we'll answer any other questions later. So don't spend your time talking about other things. And even sometimes, you know, you might get the whole gospel and they might even forget about that question they'd ask or that other subject you had brought up. Sometimes they might still ask about it, and then, you know, they're saved now. And it's not just our job to get people saved, it's also our job to disciple people, because Jesus said to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and to teach them all things whatsoever I have commanded you, right, in Matthew chapter 28. So the Great Commission is not just about going and preaching the gospel, but it's also about teaching them to observe all things that Christ has commanded. So we want new converts to learn the Bible. So if somebody does get saved, okay, and they want to talk about something and they want to ask about something in the Bible, then it is entirely appropriate to show them what the Bible says about another subject. But you want to say that till after the gospel presentation, till after they get saved, because they can't understand in the first place. And, you know, the time is precious. You want this person to be saved. You don't want them to be distracted from, what you've already told them. Because, in the parable of the sower, Jesus talks about how the sower that soweth the word, there are some people who the seed is planted in their heart, but then the devil comes and he takes it away. So there are some people who have that seed in their heart, but the devil takes it away. They forget what the scripture says, right? So you don't want that to happen. You don't want to waste your time talking about other things. You want to make sure the message of Jesus Christ and what he did for us is fresh in their mind, and just it'll flow naturally if you just continue preaching about that. So if they try to break it with another subject, just say, I'll save that to later. We'll talk about that later. But right now, I want you to make sure you know for sure you're going to heaven. So that's it for today. Thank you, everybody, for watching. God bless you and goodbye.